Well, hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody is having a fantastic Friday all across the globe to all of our listeners. We are having a great time down here at Health Masters in Florida. Very busy as always. And how are you doing, Dad, over there in Greece right now still?
Oh, I'm doing great, buddy. We're on a different island tonight, and we're off the mainland, and it's really nice here. I mean, it's a lot cooler than it was in downtown Athens, and it's a lot more relaxed. I mean, it's just kind of, there's a long sidewalk that kind of goes through a small town, and it's really, really nice. But I had a friend of mine tonight, a pastor friend, sent me a short clip that was produced by Southwest Radio, which is a state-funded television radio service for Germany. And the taxpayers in Germany aren't going to be very happy because they took a blonde-haired, blue-eyed guy, and they basically turned him into an animal, put a tracking tag on him, and put him like on a reservation, and actually released him back out into the wild. And they made fun of him the entire video. And in fact, they were upset because he got rid of his tracker tag. You know, and the sad part about this is, whether it's satirical or disturbingly prophetic, this sort of drivel is beneath the once cultured nation of Germany from which it's produced. It gave a grave insult to the taxpayers who've already had to put up with their surplus being all but wiped out by the Merkel regime's migrant tax influx. And the crazy thing about this is that, you know, it's kind of like the Indians on the reservations. And what they're doing is, this thing is a complete and total mockery of white people is what this is. I mean, I don't have blue eyes. I've got green eyes. I mean, you know, so I'm not blonde-haired, blue-eyed. So, I mean, I know you are, Austin, but I'm not. And so what's crazy about it is that it blew my mind that if you did this against any other race, if you did it against a black person or a Jew or a Muslim or Hispanic or Chinaman or anybody, it wouldn't make any difference. If you put a collar on them and let them out of a cage in the wild and basically ridiculed them like this because they were a white person, you know, your entire life would change if you did this. It would be kind of like Rosie O'Donnell being the most hated person in Hollywood, and then Kathy Griffin, what she did with the severed head of Donald Trump. Your career is over with. I mean, it's done. It's done, and it's done immediately. I've known folks that have used bad words on radio before, words that were totally inappropriate, they should have never used, that were offensive to African Americans. They had huge shows, and one word, they were gone. I mean, gone. From a 200-station syndicated show to basically, you know, working out of radio, not even being in the markets anymore. And when I see stuff like this sponsored by German television, by the German people who don't even realize that they're paying for this stuff, this is kind of like the National Endowments for the Arts, and that we have to pay them with our taxpayer dollars. And they, you know, they do films where they put the crucifix of Christ in urine and stuff like that, or crazy things like this. This is what this is to me. This is so offensive to me as a Christian, to me as a white person, to me as a German, and it doesn't even matter that I'm a German. It's just that the fact that it's offensive to me because the German TV put this out. And, you know, to me it's crazy that we have allowed this complete onslaught against white people globally now, to the point that we've talked about cultural warfare last night in depth on the show, about how they're using cultural warfare now to come in and destroy our culture, which is going to be much better than economic warfare, to simply devastate the white population and get rid of us. And that's what this is. So guys, whether you have black hair or blue eyes or brown eyes and blonde hair or whatever you've got, if your skin color is white, I got some eye-opening news for you. Pay attention to what they're doing and what they're saying, because they're telling you what their plans are. The same thing they did to the American Indian. They said they couldn't be controlled. They were put on the reservations and they were locked up, and they were completely and totally segmented from the population. This is exactly what they did to this white guy in this video, and I found it incredibly offensive and quite frankly repulsive, Austin. What do you think?
Yeah, I saw it today. It was beyond offensive. I mean, they even had the two individuals that were monitoring him. One of them was like a chubby, short, dark-haired guy, and the other one was pretty much a mixed female. Looks like she had, you know, Muslim and black in her, mixed female, and they're wearing uniforms like Jurassic Park. Same exact color, same pattern, everything. And it said at Jurassic Park, it said in German, the Aryan Reservation. That's what it said on it. And, I mean, this video was incredibly offensive. Now, I'm all about people being able to have their First Amendment rights. If they want to go and they want to make a skit about something stupid, there's not much I can say about it. The issue I have with this is that the SWR, Southwest Radio, which is a state-funded television and radio for Baden-Württemberg and Rhineland in Germany, German public television produced this, and is complete and total mockery. What they're doing is they're trying to degrade the last bit of the German heritage and culture in Germany to make it look like these guys cannot be trusted, these guys cannot be out in civilization, they need to be locked up on a reservation, and we need to monitor them with binoculars from afar, which is what they do in this, and put tracking chokers on. There was a choker on his neck, and basically let them wander around the reservation, because that's the only thing they're good at. They're not even addressing that the actual individuals that are coming into Germany that have that type of culture that can't be controlled, that really do need to be put on a reservation, are a large percentage of the migrant Muslims that don't even want to come to Germany to integrate. They simply want to come there to belittle the German culture and to take as much as they can from it. So yeah, that it was pretty that was a pretty ridiculous video I saw today, but the thing was, they put some money and time into it too. It wasn't just some like little like 5 second clip. I mean, they made sure they made this video. They made it very, very abundantly clear that they're doing everything they can to completely and totally ridicule the white race, essentially, is what it was.
That's right. In fact, Germany spent $23 billion on refugees and migrants in 2016, according to the Bundestag vice president. The myth that migrants and refugees are going to support Germany's aging society has been well and truly decimated, with the latest figures from the federal government on the actual cost of housing third world immigrants creating a damning indictment of Merkel's regime's open door policy. This is an article by Wilhelm. And it says that it estimated that in 2016, more than $20 billion or 17.5 billion pounds was spent collectively by the 16 German states on housing and integrating fresh third world immigrants. This is crazy, because then it starts talking about these immigrants, and it says just 7% of the 1.5 million so-called refugees and migrants are in work. The rest of them aren't working. And this is actually more than that. It's closer to 3 million now. According to this state-sponsored agency, it says 7% are working. It says out of these 135,000 about 135,000 who are basically working low-income jobs. Compare this with the 500,000 to 2 million migrants who are classed as main claimants of the welfare system in Germany. And then again, you've got to take a look. It says Dr. Brooker found that 40% of the so-called refugees who enter Germany have had any kind of secondary education, only 40%. But 20% had some extent of primary education, which they were like in first through sixth grade. That means 40% of the entire population, which is probably 3 million now, so you've got 40%, so you're looking at, 1.2 million people that basically have had zero formal education. I mean, nothing. I mean, they can't flush a toilet. And these are the guys that are going to come in here that are 66% totally illiterate. They can't read or write in any language, let alone German. And they're going to come in and get jobs working for BMW and Audi and Volkswagen and Mercedes-Benz and Porsche. I mean, this is absolutely nuts. Angela Merkel should be put in jail, and she should be tried for treason for what she's done to the German population. And guys, it's because they're trying to do it to us right now in the United States. Austin, tell the listeners what they're doing to Russia now as far as what's...
Congress hasn't proposed anything. Congress has done it. They did it today. It is basically a total act of war. I called this out on Tuesday. Russia has already demanded today that the U.S. pull out its diplomatic staff in Russia. Russia also has seized two U.S. diplomatic properties in Russia. They're also suspending the use of U.S. storage facilities in Moscow and a country house outside of Moscow. This is pretty crazy. I did some research on this today, guys, and this literally is a blatant act of war. The Congress is bought and paid for by the globalists. There's no question about this now. This bill is specifically designed to start a war. And they don't want the president to be able to do anything about it. They specifically made sure that Trump is going to have a very difficult time lifting these sanctions. And get this. This is when you know there's something sinister behind it. When they write the bill, push the bill, vote on the bill, and slam through in one day. Congress introduced the final version of the bill on July 24th. That was on Monday. They voted on it one day later on the 25th. They left no time at all for the American people to read it, analyze it, or question it. The Senate was just as deceitful. The House bill was received by the Senate on July 26th, and by that night, the same day, on Wednesday, the Senate approved it, and essentially they're going to implement this, it looks like, August 1st. The issue that they've run into now, and this section 201 of H.R. 3364, and it's titled Countering Russian Influence in Europe and Eurasia Act of 2017. Now, first off, I know of no provision in the United States Constitution which authorizes Congress to enact any law over foreign influence in Europe or Eurasia. Period. There's none. In the first few sections of the bill, and this is where they got Trump. This is wild here. They take note of the executive orders issued by former President Barack Obama. It then converts them in the bill from executive orders to law and puts the new president, Donald Trump, under Congress by asserting the new president cannot change the old presidential executive order unless he asks and gets approval from Congress. Now, to my knowledge, this is a violation of the separation of powers under our Constitution. I don't know how all this is going to work. I'm not that versed in that area. However, what Congress is doing right now is blatantly provoking a war with Russia. The next paragraph of the bill is astonishing. It basically goes in and it deprives any future Congress of the ability to choose how they want to legislate the sanctions when it comes time to change the items over the bill. So instead of merely adopting new rules for itself, any future Congress will have to legislate changes to this law in order to affect changes within their own House of Congress concerning policies of the bill. This whole thing is so stinking convoluted, it boggles my mind. I've been reading about it for hours today. The fact that they pushed this convoluted crap through in one day, and the Senate pushed it through in literally less than a day, blatantly shows you they are pushing with the globalists for war. They're basically putting our president, Donald Trump, under legislative rule for changing executive orders and putting future Congress' own legislative rulemaking under the veto power of a future president. Who among us asked Congress to do this? That's my question. I don't remember voting on this. I don't remember ever getting to put my hand up and say, yeah, this is a good idea. Now, getting to actually the bill, what they're actually doing to Russia now, this is going to boggle your mind because nobody in their right mind would have ever voted for this. First off, it places sanctions on state-owned entities operating in the railway or metals and mining sector of the economy of the Russian Federation. All right, that's already started off bad. Then it goes on to say here, this is real, real nice. It prohibits the conduct by United States persons or persons within the United States of all transactions in provision of financing for and other dealings in debt for any longer than 14 days or new equity of persons determined to be subject to the directive, their property, or the interest in the property. This means that no U.S. banks or financial entity based in the United States can finance anything involving Russia longer than 14 days. This cuts off all privately owned investment money and all banking money in the U.S. from Russia. They will not be able to finance anything at all with a U.S. banking system. It goes on here and it prohibits the provision, exportation, or re-exportation directly or indirectly by the United States persons or persons within the United States of goods, services, or technology in support of exploration or production for new deep water, Arctic offshore, or shale. They have the potential to produce oil. Congress is cutting off Russia's ability to export oil. Now, here's the one that really did it in. This one right here goes to show you this is a full-blown act of war. It blocks and prohibits all transactions and all property and interest in property of a person determined by the president to be subject to the subsection A1 if such property and interest in property are in the United States, come within the United States, or are or come within the possession or control of a United States person. This section, Congress is basically cutting off all economic activity between Russia and the United States. What's even more about this is the mandatory imposition of sanctions with respect to certain transactions with persons that evade sanctions imposed with respect to the Russian Federation. Now, if you didn't understand what I said, that's fine. I had to reread it, too. What they're doing here, Congress is saying that anyone else, any country, any business, any person, anywhere in the world that evades what the U.S. Congress wants to do is going to be sanctioned themselves. So if you try to export something to Russia, if you try to import something from Russia, you are going to be sanctioned by the U.S. government now. Included this section in the bill, the U.S. Congress is telling everyone on the planet that they cannot do business with Russia, and if they do, they cannot do business with the United States. They literally are slapping Russia and every single ally of Russia in the face with a baseball bat, and they're telling them to like it, and if you don't like it, you're going to learn to like it. It's bad enough Congress is seeking to cut off the railway, the mining, the transportation, the oil industry, the oil exploration of Russia from the U.S., but Congress also says that no one else on the planet can do business with Russia or they're going to be cut off from the United States. They are literally attempting to strangle the Russian economy. This is one of the worst things I have ever seen Congress do in my lifetime. I called this out on Tuesday and I told you guys they're blatantly trying to start a war with Russia. Russia has absolutely no other option now but to do something to the United States. This boggles my mind, Dad. And they're getting away with it. They're blatantly getting away with it now. We knew that all this stuff with CNN, all this mainstream garbage media that they were trying to push on the public for the last 6 months about Russia interfered with this, Russia interfered with that. They've all been doing it as a psychop to get the United States population conditioned for these type of sanctions. The problem is, I have not seen anywhere on the mainstream media them talk about what Congress just did to Russia. I'm the first person to bring this up because I've been going through and trying to figure out what exactly happened today. I knew when Putin got all super mad yesterday and talked about he was going to have to basically start pulling U.S. diplomats out and start shutting these places down and seizing the embassies. I knew something was going on. And when I read this today and figured out exactly what happened this week with Congress on Tuesday and the Senate on Wednesday, this is out of control, Dad. They blatantly put it in there that Trump is basically going to have to jump through 50 different hoops of fire to try and get this thing vetoed through Congress and get it shut back down.
Austin, can he just stroke it down and say no, just put a veto pen to it or not?
Apparently not, because what's happened is, from what I read, like I said, this is what I've been doing on it, that supposedly if he tries to veto the measure, the wide bipartisan support for the law means Congress could actually override a presidential veto because they have like almost unanimous decision through Congress on it. Yeah. That's what I've read so far into it. Now, I don't know if he can basically come back in and blatantly say, you guys are out of control. I'm not sure, but from what I'm seeing right now, he doesn't have that option. They've made sure that his hands are tied, at least temporarily, until he can try and do something in the future. But for the time being, they literally just shut Russia down from the entire world.
Well, I think if they have to have a two-thirds majority of both houses in order to override a presidential veto, and they may have already set it up to have that majority, because remember, guys, two-thirds of these guys are going to be are going to be basically blackmailed. And you don't even need two-thirds of them, because the reality is that even over 50% of them, you're going to still get people who are going to vote regardless on party lines and try to do this thing to Russia because they're all believing that Russia had something to do with the sanctions. Now, let's step back and look at this for a second. This is really important we do this for a second. There's something else going on here. These types of sanctions are unheard of in peacetime. You don't do stuff like this. This is literally an act of war. Now, here's what I think is going on. I think Russia is trying to set up a secondary financial system globally in which they're not going to be trading in petrodollars. And I think they're trying to set it up where they don't have to trade in petrodollars. They can either trade for gold or they can trade in rubles, which they've been doing that with some of their allies. I believe they're trying to completely get rid of the petrodollar and the United States as a reserve currency. That's the only thing that they could actually feel that Russia's trying to do that would justify this level of sanctions. This is an act of war of the United States. If Putin wasn't the person that he is, and if he really was a warmonger, like some of these other leaders have been in Russia over the years, he would basically be right now opening up his silos and saying, you know what, if we can't have peace in this world, you know, by, you know, doing what we're supposed to do, we can have war. I mean, this is a mess. I mean, we're dealing with a superpower here that has nuclear submarines parked off our coast on both shores. That have the ability with their ICBMs to do whatever they want to do. Now, I don't believe that's going to happen. Here's what I think is going on also. I think that our armaments are so much more advanced than Russia is as far as our space-based weapons platforms, but Russia's keeping up very, very quickly. I think that Russia knows that they cannot beat the United States in a straight-up war because of our space-based systems. So I don't think Russia is going to do a whole lot towards us, but what it's going to do is the same thing that it did to the USSR back under Reagan. They basically crippled the USSR, destroyed the entire country, broke it up into its segmented states, and basically left Mother Russia by herself. That's when the Eastern Bloc countries had to fall away because, you know, Russia could no longer support them because the United States basically did that to them with the loss of hundreds of billions of dollars. Now, what's crazy about this stuff is this, is that, you know, we supplied the Mujahideen in Afghanistan with surface-to-air missiles to basically stop Russia from stopping the production of opium in Afghanistan. And the war in Russia, which lasted over a decade for Russia, pretty much bankrupted the Soviet Union, along with Reagan's basically spend every penny we get, doesn't make any difference how much we have to borrow to do another weapons race, to spend Russia into a ditch with that. So Russia hasn't forgotten any of that stuff. But remember who runs the United States. The Sabbatean Kabbalists run the United States, the Luciferians, the Satanists, the CIA, the sorcerers. You got to go back to this again. These are the same guys that killed the entire Russian royal family. They're the same guys that are insanely angry still from what happened in the 8th century with Khazaria. They absolutely loathe the Soviets. That's why they were willing to sacrifice, oh God, what did Stalin kill? 50 million of his own people? Some people say 100 million. It was insane what he did. And the thing about it is they don't care. It's all about the petrodollar. You've got to follow the money on this thing, guys. It's about the petrodollar. It's about the oil. It's about the United States reserve currency. It's about all of that because these guys know that their house of cards is a mess right now and that they're having to print trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions, $40 trillion in off-book balance sheets to keep this house of cards afloat. They're extracting the money from the United States. They're basically bankrupting the entire planet. And I'm not exaggerating. They're bankrupting the entire planet. And Russia knows what's going on. And basically, Putin said 2 years ago, he said, and Jonas Alexis wrote an article on this, you guys can look it up. He goes, the United States worships Satan. He goes, if that's what they want to do, that's up to them, but leave Russia out of it. Now, I don't know how much more direct I can be than that. But for Putin to close the American embassies in Russia and in Moscow, which means we're pushing ourselves right into another Cold War, this has to be something about the petrodollar. This has to be something with the Mossad. They know that Putin and China and maybe India, we've heard about the BRICS, you know, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, we're getting together trying to start their own currency, reserve currency, something different between the SWIFT accounts and how to transfer money in circulation around the world. If all that is going on with this, that's the only thing that would make sense that Congress would do something like this, because maybe Russia has decided in its own way by changing the United States status as a reserve currency, it's going to be tit for tat for what they did to the Soviet Union 25, 30 years ago. Now, guys, for you who understand, remember the history, you've got to go back and take a look at that. I don't want to try to cover that all tonight. But that's the thing that we have to understand, is there's something else going on. And for Congress to have two-thirds majority override, oh, wow. I mean, so if Trump doesn't have the stones to go in and sign an executive veto this thing and force Congress to override him on a veto, it's going to look bad for Trump. It really is, because there's absolutely no reason they should do this. It has nothing to do with elections. Barack Obama said before that Gay Kenyon left office that there was nothing as far as the Russian involvement doing anything with the election. Guys, we have meddled in dozens and dozens of elections around the world in the past 67 years. I mean, it's crazy what we've done in all these different countries. We've overthrown dictators. We've put dictators in. We've overthrown democracies. We've overthrown republics. We've taken people, just murdered them out back, taken them in the back and hung them like we did Saddam Hussein. We've done that. The United States has. And it's crazy what they're doing over here in Greece. Today, as we were leaving Athens to go to the airport, we drove by the division of the interior here, and there were literally 1,000 migrants that had just got off the boat, 1,000, Austin, lined up on one side of the sidewalk all the way down the road, waiting to get into the Greece ministry to get their housing assistance and money handed to them to feed their families. They've got huge camps 20 kilometers out of town, I found out today, about 40 kilometers out of town, in which they have roving rape groups running around raping young boys. A lot of the young boys, 8 to 10-year-old boys, are being turned into prostitutes. I mean, this is going on right now outside of Athens. I interviewed several more people today. This is what they're bringing. This is their multiculturalism they're bringing. So this is a huge, huge mess. It's cultural warfare against the entire globe. These Sabbatean Kabbalists are doing everything they possibly can to turn the entire world upside down, to make everything that God created to be received with good to be evil, and make everything evil good. That's what they're trying to do, is flip it upside down, just like the Word says is going to happen in the latter days. And guys, this is their goal. If they can kill the planet through space-based weapons platforms, if they can do it with weapons such as anthrax or sarin gas, they will do it. I personally have told you, and I'm going to say it again, I'm going on a record again, I don't believe there's ever going to be a full-scale thermonuclear war. I don't believe it's going to happen, because we have the ability from our space-based platforms to blow every single missile up in Russia now, right now, in their silos before they're ever launched, and we've tracked them all. We know where they are. Same thing with the submarines. We know where they are. We have that type of technology. So I don't think that the missiles are going to have to be a problem. But what the problem could be, it could be a dirty bomb. It could be a fake bomb. It could be a false flag the United States does. How about if right now the United States says, oh, we had a bomb go off in Washington, D.C., and the Russians did it, and we go to a full-blown escalation with our space-based platforms against Russia. They could do anything they wanted to do at this point against Russia, or they never would have put these types of sanctions into place, Austin. Excellent job on that story tonight. And I'm sorry I wasn't up on it, because, quite frankly, I have not had access to the news today. So I'm really glad that you spent the time today doing all that. But on a lighter note, let me tell you about what we're capable of doing in this United States. Welcome to New York City's taxpayer-funded $2 million bathroom. That's what New York City government spent to build a comfort station in its park. It basically has no gold plated fixtures. It's a little tiny building with 4 toilets and 4 sinks, and it cost $2 million. Just down the street, there's an entire 6-bedroom house that was up for sale for $39,000. Everything costs more when the government builds it. Obamacare website was supposed to cost $464 million. It cost $834 million, and then it still crashed. Washington, D.C.'s visitor center rose in cost from $265 million to $621 million. The Veteran Affairs Medical Center being built near Denver was projected to cost $590 million. Now it's almost $2 billion. And here's why. Government spends more because every decision is tied up in endless rules, rigid specs, affirmative action, minority outreach, wheelchair access. The process is designed to prevent any human from using judgment or adapting to unforeseen circumstances. This is what's going on. The idea of a commercial relationship based on norms of reasonableness and reciprocity is an anathema to the federal government. But New York City's bureaucrats are unapologetic about their $2 million toilet. The Parks Department even put out a statement saying our current estimate to build a new comfort station with the same type of work is now $3 million for 4 toilets. I don't even know what to say about this, but this tells you the same thing that is going on in New York City and all of these big bureaucratic governments is the same things that are going on with our do-nothing Congress. It's like John McCain, that blithering idiot, said yesterday that the loudmouth talk show host that he said all should go to hell, we talked about that, basically are working because of their inefficiency in what they're doing in Washington. And that's probably the only true thing John McCain has said in the past 20 years. The truth of the matter is, guys, if they were doing their job, I wouldn't need to be here doing my job, period. If they were doing their job, we would have to be having alternative talk shows on the internet, online, on everything else that we're doing with Fox. We would have to do this. If they were just doing their job and doing what was right in God's eyes and the population's eyes and doing what the taxpayer wanted to do, Austin, we wouldn't need to be doing shows that are exposing these riffraff for what they are. But the truth is they're not doing that. They're getting worse and worse and worse and worse with corruption. I told you yesterday the average person now in Greece makes around $550 a month basically $3 an hour for 10-hour days. This is where they're trying to take everybody. And the reason that it's so low, we spoke to a lady this morning. She was making $1,500 as a chef. She's been a chef for almost 40 years. They finally dropped her salary to $1,000. Then they dropped it to $500 a month as a chef, professional chef, because they could hire so many professional chefs for $500 a month. She decided to start driving Uber, because she basically could not make enough money as a chef any longer, because the unemployment rate in some areas is up to 50% in Greece now. And guys, don't get all upset about 50%. Remember, we've got 100 million people right now that are either unemployed or underemployed and are no longer looking for work, or have basically become stagnant in the current job that they're underemployed in the United States right now. Our economy is a mess. The only thing that is bringing it back up is basically the housing market with another stinking bubble again, and the fact that the Sabbatean cabals through their Federal Reserve banking systems around the world have bought up the stock exchanges all over the planet, and they now own controlling interest in, or partial control, or interlocking corporate directorships of the entire Fortune 500 in the United States. It's a nightmare. And that's what these guys did in Germany in 1920, 21, 22, 23 with their stupid Treaty of Versailles. This is what caused the Weimar Republic and the hyperinflation. And boys and girls, they're at it again. But this time they're trying to hyperinflate the entire planet, Austin. What do you think?
Well, that's exactly right. That's what happened a couple of years ago when we saw the Federal Reserve come in and say that they were going to start printing off $85 billion a month into QE Infinity to basically add funds into the reserve banks. You could start buying a substantial amount of stocks. You could start buying a substantial amount of anything with $85 billion a month. And you're exactly right. That's what they're doing. And I don't know if they're trying to, what you were talking about with the BRICS earlier with Russia, if Russia and them really on the down low has gotten something together with a gold-backed currency, I don't know. But as you said, there is definitely something going on behind the scenes that they are trying to do the best they can to either stifle Russia from being able to do it or provoke Russia. But as you said, a lot of the space-based weapons platforms the United States has are way more superior than everybody else. Where that escalates to, I don't know. I hope it doesn't go anywhere, but something is definitely stinky, very, very bad, and we have to figure out what's going on, because we're not getting to vote on any of this. We're not getting to vote on sanctioning Russia. We didn't get to vote on the Federal Reserve printing off $85 billion a month for QE Infinity that the taxpayers were basically going to have to foot the bill for. We're not getting to vote on anything. They're doing all this stuff on their own and expecting all of us to sit back with a smile and say, thank you, can I have another? I don't want to sit back and do that. I want to figure out what's going on, and I want to do the best we can to stop it. The thing is, it's so stinking convoluted now, because trying to get the truth takes so much work every single day just to figure out what's going on. That's why I brought this whole thing with Russia today. Nobody wants to talk about what's really going on with these sanctions. Everybody keeps saying, well, Russia's doing this, and they're shutting down this embassy, and, you know, Congress did it because Russia interfered with the elections and what they're doing in the Ukraine. That's all complete and total hogwash. It's crap. It's worthless. It's total fake news. There's something else going on under the surface that nobody is bringing up, and we have to dig down and figure out what's going on. And other news, though, as well, on a different topic. To Amazon now. It looks like Amazon is starting to go all in now with Big Pharma. They've already bought out Whole Foods now, so they're going that route. They've pretty much taken over the clothing, electronic, the book industry. Now it looks like they're trying to penetrate Big Pharma market. And I talked about this 5 months ago. And it looks like more and more information is coming out now that Amazon is getting set to enter the multi-billion dollar drug industry after they hired a team, and they're making preparations related to the healthcare industry. Jeff Bezos' company, Amazon, has reportedly hired a top technology executive, Missy Krasner, who is the former vice president and managing director of Boxes Healthcare and Life Sciences Group. Also, too, this was very low-key that nobody's talked about. Amazon began selling medical supplies in the United States back in May, just a few months ago. And as we've seen with the online retail business, Amazon looks like they're shooting for the entire healthcare market, not just Big Pharma. Tom Rogers, who's managing director of McKesson Ventures, a large medical distributor, said, I will not be surprised to see them partner with a pharmacy home delivery company first. That is where they're going to start. So this is what they want to start doing next, is dispensing pharmaceuticals, because you already know Amazon's in bed with Big Pharma. That would be the next most efficient thing from a logistics standpoint, from a globalist, you know, pill-pushing pharmaceutical Amazon CIA-controlled company, is to start basically making it as easy as possible for people to get their pharmaceuticals. Amazon now is taking in a whopping 43% of all online sales in the United States now. Almost half of the entire U.S. online sales are through Amazon now, Dad. And this is just getting bigger. This is just the start. I don't think we have seen anything yet. And also, too, I forgot about this. I just mentioned it. I took a note on it. That's why I saw it here. Back to Russia. Remember, Dad, last year, Putin declared that by 2020, he wanted to be entirely self-sufficient on non-GMO food throughout entire Russia. When they talked about this, he said, I want to be completely self-sufficient on GMO, non-GMO food, and I want to be able to export GMO food and basically be the world's biggest non-GMO exporter. This probably is not the main culprit, obviously, but this may be another very small fraction of what all this stuff is leading up to, with Congress overstepping their power significantly now and putting these incredibly unlawful, unconstitutional war sanctions on Russia. They don't want Russia becoming a non-GMO exporter. They don't want Russia being a frontline country and having non-GMO food. So they're trying to do everything they can on multiple angles to stifle Russia in every aspect. And as you said before, their attempt may be to try and break up Russia into smaller subgroups as well. Because remember, it's very difficult to control these superpowers and get them in the globalist pocket, especially with the Federal Reserve, especially when they're so self-sufficient and they have this type of control in the market. If they can completely stop Russia from being able to do business with majority of other countries, and the United States sanctions those countries if they do anything with them, as they've said they're going to do now, that will really, really, really hurt Russia from bringing in any type of income to fund their non-GMO initiative, because they're not going to be able to do any type of significant exports then.
You're absolutely right, Austin. That's exactly what's going to happen, because remember, they don't like Putin being organic. Remember, Russia was bringing in huge amounts of organic food into the United States. Huge amounts.
Yep.
And now they're going to stop all of that. Guys, they want to change your DNA, and Russia wasn't helping them. They were hindering them. They want to make a stop. So there's all kinds of agendas going on here that you, the listeners of this show, and the Hagman Show, and Hodges Show, and Sheila Show, are finding out as we cover these things that are not being reported at all, I may say, in most alternative media, and zero in the mainstream press, Austin.
No, you're absolutely right. None of this is getting reported at all. None of it is. And that's what's boggled my mind. And that's why we're here, guys. That's why we do this show, to bring you this information as quickly as possible and bring you the accurate information, not this media-controlled lies that they want to try and shove down. Like I said, this is why CNN and all the other fake news sites have been pushing Russia was involved in the election, Russia did this, Russia did this to Ukraine, Russia, 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 Russia's a demon, blah, blah, blah. As we've seen, this is what they've done. I mean, it's like it dominates the news. It's stupid. Even the CNN, that one CNN director got caught on undercover camera saying, yeah, it's total garbage. We don't have any proof about it at all, but it's great for ratings. It's great for ratings, so we keep going with it. Most of it's probably lies. Most of it's garbage, but we're still running with it. They're doing this because they've been told to do this, because if they can at least get a large percentage of the population on board with the mainstream media into thinking, oh, yeah, Russia is bad. Oh, they did meddle in the election. Oh, we need to stop Russia. Oh, good. Good sanctions. Good Congress. Good. We need to do this. We need to sanction Russia. Russia's bad. They'll get much less blowback from the American population if they've already completed the psych-op in making the American population believe that Russia's this big, bad superpower that meddles in the United States elections, and we need to sanction them immediately. So they've done their job. They're doing exactly what the mainstream media does. That's why we're here every day on the radio. The Hagmans are on the radio. Hodges on the radio. We're all doing this on a regular basis to bring you guys as much true news as we can, so you actually have an idea of what's going on and you don't have to watch the garbage Fox News or ABC or CNN or any other crap on television now, because it's all crap. When I turned it on the other day, I told you guys, I turned on the TV and watched that one show, and it was talking about how it was trying to justify essentially why people are fat. And if you're morbidly obese, it's your genetics. It has nothing to do with your exercise or food intake. And not only that, I noticed the commercials. It's like 5 minutes of a show, and it's like 5 minutes of commercials now. And then like 2.5 to 3 minutes of the commercials are pharmaceutical drugs. It's insane to me, the psychological operation that's on television now. And that's all it is. It is a big, fat mind control device, and it just sits there and puts you in this numb mind control state, and they feed you. They just shovel manure on you. Oh, here's some more. It's good for you. You like to eat manure. Manure's good. Yum, yum, yum. Keep believing what we tell you. It's good for you. That's all they're doing, guys. That's why I tell everybody, turn off the TV majority of the time. If you want to watch a movie or you got something new, like a movie like that you want to watch, whatever, but don't sit there in front of the TV for hours on end. And if you are going to watch something on TV, mute those stinking commercials. You will not come in my house and ever see the TV on rarely, and if you do, you will never hear the commercials running without them being on mute, because I don't want to see them, and I don't have to look at them, and I especially don't have to hear them. And put them on mute, you don't have to do any of that while you're not in the room. You're not listening to all the subliminal crap being fed into your ears while you're not even watching it through the volume. So mute that stuff if you're not going to, if you got it on.
That's right, Austin. In fact, I'm going to pull up an article from Soviet Union real quick. During the Cold War, the United States and much of the West argued that the Soviet Union was a godless nation. A couple of years ago, Vladimir Putin took that pendulum and swung it the other direction and landed it on the Zionist regime in Washington. As Patrick Buchanan put it then, in the new war of beliefs, Putin is saying it is Russia that is on God's side. The West is Gomorrah, Putin said. Many Euro-Atlantic countries have moved away from their roots, including Christian values. Policies are being pursued that place on the same level a multi-child family and a same-sex partnership, a faith in God, and a belief in Satan. This is the path to degradation. This is what Putin is saying. If you think that Putin is just pulling your leg here, then you can continue, he says, continue to say. In the State of His Nation address, Mr. Putin also portrayed Russia as a staunch defender of traditional values against what he depicted as the morality bankrupt West, social and religious conservatism. The former KGB officer insisted it is the only way to prevent the world from slipping into chaotic darkness is to turn to God. As part of this defense of Christian values, Russia has adopted a law banning homosexual propaganda. Banning it. You can't put it on TV. And another that makes it a criminal offense to insult the religious sensibilities of believers. Although Mr. Putin has never made a secret of what he says is his deep Christian faith, his first decade in power was largely free of overtly Christian rhetoric. Little or no attempt was made to impose a set of values on Russia's people or to lecture the West on morals. Generally, Putin put the moral equation back on the table. That's what he's done. He's basically saying, he's declared that Putin here was trying to put the fear of God into the New World Order, and Barrett moved on, this is the person who wrote the article, to make a more forceful argument that much of the Zionist establishment in the West is afraid of Putin because the establishment lives in fear. President Putin is resisting, said Barrett. That is why the Western propaganda machine is calling him names. This is some crazy stuff. But guys, this is really what is going on. And this is when Putin said that the West basically worships Satan. I mean, guys, this is just crazy. This is actually happening. And we're having this conversation because I, like many of you, we were taught to believe that Russia, the Soviet Union, was bad, that Khrushchev was bad, that they were about to nuke us and everything else. And basically the truth is now, because Putin has come in on the side of Yeshua and Yahweh, we're going back now and saying, hey, wait a minute, this is not okay. We've got to make a look at what's going on. Now remember, guys, make no mistake, Putin is not targeting homosexuals. He's made clear with the welcoming of them to the Sochi Olympics. It also seems only fair to remind Western readers that ever since the 1980s, the Sochi Olympics have been the center of Russia with a vibrant subculture. Rather, Putin is addressing the whole gamut of postmodern incarnations of sex and drugs revolution. What he's trying to say is that the United States is basically embracing this type of lifestyle, where Russia is now saying, look, if you want to do this, we're not going to let you promote it, but it's up to you guys. We're not going to try to force you to do what we want you to do, but we're not going to promote it and force this culture degradation into the people, into the families, into the children of Russia. So guys, this is what Putin is saying. So guys, the reality is this. I mean, what in the world do we want to believe here? What do we want to think? I mean, this is some crazy stuff that's actually happening right now in the United States, and we need to realize that if we do not change where we're headed, it's not going to get any better. This is what, here's his quote. So here's what he said to the West. So you want to worship Satan by all means, but leave Russia out of it. Rest assured, I will be your worst nightmare. You can quote me on that. Direct quote from Vladimir Putin. Guys, it's crazy that this is where we are now. A gay Kenyan in the White House with a transvestite wife, with Hillary Clinton hacking 16 states trying to take the nomination away from Bernie Sanders, with everybody blaming Russia for Clinton's loss, which is not even true, and with now putting sanctions against Russia because Russia's had enough of the global dominance of the United States and our continual warmongering and attacking nations. When's the last nation that, with the exception of the Ukraine, when Russia's trying to bring peace into that region inside of their own former borders, what other nations has Russia attacked? How about us? How about Syria? How about Libya? How about Iraq? How about Egypt? How about we destabilize the entire Middle East? Russia doesn't do that. We do that. We're the ones that bring the drugs in from Afghanistan. So what an absolute mess that this is going on, and that we here as Americans are having to say, it's okay, they're our leaders, we elected them, and we'll support them. Well, hey, as for me and my house, I will serve Yahweh and Yeshua, and I will not support a global satanic New World Order, period. I will not do it, Austin. What do you think?
Amen. Amen to that. And here's the flip side of this, because I love doing this, because it always puts liberals on their head, because they don't know how to answer it. The whole issue, CNN, all these morons keep talking about, oh, Ukraine, Russia's doing this with Ukraine, Russia's doing that with Ukraine. Ukraine used to be part of Russia. That's the whole thing. The USSR. It would be like the same concept, just flip it up the other side, because I like getting this so people understand what's going on. If California, United States, which we've already talked about this numerous times, California seceded from the United States, said we're not doing this, whatever the reason be, California split off, bam, California's their own country of California now, they do whatever they want over there. The United States and California has another rift, and we get back involved with them, whether we have shootings over there, whether we're having border issues, whether we have a small war. It's going on. Then it would be like Russia saying, United States, you can't get involved with California. You can't go over there. You can't do that to them. So we're going to sanction you guys for getting involved in your previous state. You can't do that. You can't get involved with a state that used to be part of the United States. Yeah, you can't do that. That's bad. So we're going to sanction you guys now. That's what we're saying about these guys over there. Ukraine and Russia can work their own crap out. We don't need to go get involved with it. We sure as heck don't have the right to go over there and sanction an entire country because they're feuding with another previous part of their country. Like that said, when's the last time we saw Russia invade multiple Middle Eastern countries and invade a plethora of African countries for absolutely no reason at all except to control the natural resources in those countries and destabilize the regions so we can put in Federal Reserve banks and even destabilize the regions even more with our incredibly sadistic monetary policies of the Federal Reserve and the globalists. This is what we do on a regular basis. So for people to sit back now and constantly demonize Russia, and the same thing I talked about with Iran the other day. I'm not a huge fan of Iran. I don't know a lot of the stuff they do over there. I know they got a lot of Muslim stuff I don't agree with. But the other day, when the United States naval vessel is in the Persian Gulf, starts firing warning shots at basically a Iranian coast guard because they got too close to him and they didn't heed their warning in the Persian Gulf. I went, are you joking me right now? Are you kidding me right now? If Coast Guard was floating around the Gulf of Mexico outside of Tampa and Iran was in the Gulf of Mexico and we decided we wanted to see what Iran was doing in the Gulf and Iran started firing warning shots at the Coast Guard over in the Gulf, we would bomb them. We would straight up sink their ship with an F-18 within minutes. We'd have MacDill Air Force Base or one of the Air Force bases scrambled jets so fast, they wouldn't even know it hit them. But, oh, no, CNN, oh, no, I can't believe they did that. They got too close to the United States and the Persian Gulf. That's why we fired warning shots. It's nauseating to me. Different topic here. I got to get on a health topic. This is just too much for me today. Another sports physicians out of Goethe University, Frankfurt in Germany, have now concluded in a new study that not only does regular physical exercise manage weight and maintain a body's fitness, which we've talked about before, it protects the brain and impacts the metabolism positively. The study, which involved 60 participants aged 65 to 80, so these were, you know, older individuals, aimed to assess movement-related parameters, cognitive performance, and cardio fitness. Half the participants took part in a stationary bike exercise as part of a 12-week program. Half of them did not. They basically did 30 minutes three times a week, and then they did different types of magnetic measurements on their cognitive performance, brain metabolism, brain structure overall. The results of the test were that the researchers had expected. Physical activity directly affected brain metabolism by hindering the increase of choline levels. In the training group, researchers found out that the physical exercise resulted in stable choline concentrations, while in the control group, choline levels increased. Higher levels of choline in the body can lead to an increased loss of nerve cells, which is what happens when somebody gets afflicted with Alzheimer's disease. After the training sessions, the participants in the training group also had cardio efficiency improved. So not only did the exercise help out essentially mental capacity, it helped out physical and cardiovascular capacity as well in these individuals for 12 weeks. That's why I tell everybody, it's so important not only to eat well, not only to take good supplements, but at least have moderate training and exercise in your weekly habits. These guys were doing 30 minutes three times a week. That's 90 minutes out of your entire week. That's it. An hour and a half out of their entire week is all they were doing. 30 minutes three times a week. And it made a significant, notable increase in multiple areas of their life in a positive manner, Dad. So I always encourage everybody, as you get older, make sure you're exercising some. You don't have to be a bodybuilder or be in the gym 6-7 days a week, but getting in there, training for 20, 30 minutes a couple times a week at least will have significantly healthy impacts on the body, especially when it's coupled with healthy nutrients and healthy supplement intake, Dad.
Absolutely. In fact, what I've learned over the years is this. In fact, Sharon and I were climbing a bunch of hills today over here. Remember, we're in our 60s, and we looked around, and all these people that are walking around us are like teenagers in their 20s and 30s, and I finally looked at her. I said, well, it finally happened. And she said, what's that? I said, we're the oldest people here. I said, we're the oldest ones, because we've been married for 33 years, and we used to run around and do all the stuff when we were in our 20s, and we were always, a lot of times, we were always the youngest people here, and now we're the oldest people here tonight. And I started laughing, and I said, but you know what's funny? We're staying up with every one of these teenagers. I said, we're still having a great time. We still have tremendous energy. Everything's still doing really, really well. So I'm excited. I mean, I'm just feeling really, 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 really good. So guys, listen to me. Austin's right. If you take care of yourself and you eat right and you take your supplements, it makes a huge difference as you age, because what ends up happening is you don't suffer the debilitating effects of aging from like having bad joints or a bad heart or a bad liver or lupus or inflammatory diseases. Today I was on the airplane, Austin, and I spoke with a guy who was involved in the poker tournaments out in Vegas, and he was traveling to one of the islands that we're on right now, and I started giving some talk about health to him and his wife. Come to find out that one of their children has autism. And she said the child was perfect, absolutely perfect, started getting its immunizations. By the time it was 1 year old, it started having the encephalitic screaming every time it had the immunization, and the lights would go out, kid wouldn't even know it was there anymore, eyes would go blank. The doctor's telling her everything's normal. And she keeps saying every time we go to get an immunization, the child gets worse and worse and worse. Now the baby's around 6 years old. And she started asking me about autism. And she goes, what do you know about autism? And I looked at her and I said, I don't know what to tell you. I said, I know a lot about autism. And I said, I know a lot about natural treatment protocols. In fact, I'm the one who broke the story on Gonzalez and Bradstreet when they were, I believe, murdered a couple years ago. And so we ended up spending the rest of the time talking about that. So I had one of my breakthrough health books and I gave it to him as a gift. And I said, please give me a call. I'll hook you up with some people in your area that are alternative practitioners if I can find them. And I can tell you some things that you can do from a health standpoint to help improve the cognitive skills of your child, though I'm making no claims whatsoever as far as getting rid of autism. I mean, you know, and I said, Bradstreet and Gonzalez used the GCMAF activating injection, and basically we're having good results with that, but most of the suppliers of that globally have been shut down. Now, I don't know where to get that drug or that compound, that injection. I've never used it. I have had my clinic closed for many years, so I'm not involved in any of that, in case you guys are listening and wondering if I can get that for you guys, because I'm trying to find it for these guys, but I will let you guys know if I find a source for it, because there was a source for it over in England, but I cannot be involved in this anyway as far as getting that for you if you've got a child who's suffering with autism. So guys, it's a thing that's affecting everybody. Even people you just start randomly talking to on airplanes now, Austin, are saying that their entire life has been changed by having an autistic child. Guys, remember, 1 in 40 to 1 in 60 right now. MIT says by 2025, 1 in 2. So it's going to get worse and worse and worse, because remember, that's the quickest way to cut a population down, is start giving the people who are going to be breeding in the next cycle autism, because remember, they can't breed with another person with autism because they can't support themselves, their parents can't support them, and they're so busy trying to support these kids with autism for the rest of their lives that they simply can't even think about, in most cases, of having more children if this was the first child. It's a major, major national tragedy that nobody besides Kennedy and a few talk show hosts want to talk about. Guys, have a great weekend. I love you and I appreciate you. Thanks for getting your multiple vitamins from us. I personally have been using the powdered multiple now. I love it. It mixes in the protein shakes in the morning really, really good. It actually tastes wonderful. And then a few more pills I don't have to swallow with the rest of the supplements. Guys, I love you. Thanks for supporting us. Thanks for getting your supplements from us. And guys, thanks for listening. Austin, go ahead and write the summary up today. I appreciate you guys, and I'll talk to you guys on Monday. I'll talk to you soon, Austin. God bless.
Sounds good, bud. Yes, guys, we appreciate all the support. Thank you for the emails, and always thank you for buying your multivitamins through us. We're still going to be running the Doug 5 coupon through the weekend. Want to give everybody a heads up on that. We want to extend it a little bit longer. It's good on all products that are not on sale, but then we also have other products like the Super Potent E, which is a really good mix of Cofrol Vitamin E. That's 10% off right now. Also, the Superfood Complete is still on sale for 30% off. And then I think what we're going to do too for the weekend only as a special, because I've had a lot of people asking me about the book still, if you place your order and use the Doug 5 coupon and your order's over $200 or more, we're going to throw in the Breakthrough Health and the Maximum Memory book in your order completely free, and that'll still be with free shipping on orders over $200. Just use the coupon code Doug5, D-O-U-G-5. It helps support us for the show. It also helps support the Hagman, and it gives the Hagman listeners and all the supporters a little bit of a discount and a break. Plus, it gets you guys some free books so you guys can really dig into this information and get a lot of good health info throughout. And you can always give the books away for free. We have a lot of people do that. They get an extra book. They give them away as a present, or they give them away to somebody they can help out. So we appreciate everything, guys. Thank you for the support. Thank you for the emails. If you need anything, healthmasters.com. You guys have a blessed, safe weekend as always, and we'll be back on the show Monday. You guys have an awesome night.